It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure. Like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for swap meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
Hello, let's
hey,
do it.
Hey, let's do it. It's the swap meet here, sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market. 312-981-7200. This, of course, our segment we do every Wednesday night here on the Download, where we essentially evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk. What you got in the attic, maybe in the basement, in the Lake County area.
Right.
May not be there anymore, unfortunately. I'm sorry for that.
Yeah.
Greg, great to see you. Yeah, right. Moment of silence for
the baseball collection.
Yeah. The baseball collections that are underwater. Greg Flam, good to see you, buddy.
Thank you for having me. Fun.
At DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. Do you know the deal? You can give us a call. You can text with what you have. What do you want to brag about? And then Greg will tell you what it's worth. 312-981-7200. As always, you bring stuff in to start off the conversation, and you are on a roll with these huge Bears posters.
Well, I'm keeping my word with the Bears poster a week until I run out. I've got about
five
more.
This one is one of my favorites.
Yeah, this one is called Back with a Vengeance, and it was put out, it was, you know, Chevrolet and WGN put out this poster in 1987. And
it's the 85 Bears 2 years later.
Mm-hmm.
They're all walking at us.
Yep.
There's a bunch of lightning in the background.
Yes.
And my favorite part is they're all in uniform. They're dirtied up. Mm-hmm. And they are in capes.
Yes.
They are all wearing capes.
Yes. I guess that's a superhero thing they were going for or something.
Yeah. It feels much, much more like Phantom of the Opera than superhero. But
it,
I guess that's maybe not what they were going for.
Yep.
But it is great because it's got Hampton, Bortz, Dent, Otis, McMichael, Jimbo Covert, Dennis McKinnon, Wilbur Marshall, that's Jay Hildenberg, Todd Bell, and I can't see this, Keith Van Horn.
Yep.
No Peyton, no McMahon.
Right. No,
no Singletary.
Quarterbacks.
Yeah, they just kind of skipped over the stars.
Yep.
Well, but
2 years later, yeah.
This is amazing.
But still, yeah, you see how the fever was still at that pitch.
You see what they would look like in capes.
Yeah, I mean, 2 years later, I mean, even to this day, now they're doing the 70, you know, and they're still using 85 Bears. But no, it's great. And, you know, this isn't one of the higher ones as far as value. It's about probably a $15 poster online.
Well, okay, but that's bogus. Yeah, it should be more.
Right.
I mean, we've seen Junkyard Dogs, which you've got to come across.
Black and Blues Brothers, yeah.
Yeah, right. You have to come across. Maybe we haven't seen the Junkyard Dogs one, the one where they're like in chains.
Yeah,
like
I don't think I brought that one.
You got to find that one.
Yep.
And then there's the Miami Vice ripoff with McMahon and Peyton.
Peyton, yep.
That
Crockett one's harder to find. You have to get that one online. I hardly see that one at homes, you know, at estate sales or garage sales.
That's because no one would ever give it up.
Right.
If I had a family member who you know, God hope it doesn't happen, passes on, and they had a Miami Heat or Miami Vice Heat, whatever it was, with Peyton and McMahon, I'd be like, roll it up. Put it on a rubber band. This is not going in the estate sale. It's coming.
I think that one like just hung on the walls for so long to where something like last night happened, where there was a flood or some kind of thing, where, you know, until it finally just had the end. You know.
Well, okay. So you've got the Bears poster, which is pretty awesome. What else you got?
Well, I'm 52, so I grew up with Zoom and Electric Company and stuff like that, and they're kind of rare, but the Zoom records are kind of rare. And Pete's
Zoom
taking pictures.
Records.
Yeah, by WTTW, Channel 11, Zoom Records. But this one, what makes it even more rare, is there's the posters actually included.
So
box set, rather, and there's like a poster book. And you'll probably recognize this more.
So what is it? What, I mean, yeah.
So they were kids, you know, out of Boston, Mass. They always had the address to send in for something. But yeah, it was.
So
when
they made original albums from the stuff.
And then they made albums from the show, yeah. So they were like, they became personalities from that show that made albums. And anyway, like I said, I'm showing my age. I'm sure there's people out there who know exactly, you know, what's going on when I say Zoom. And they had the song and everybody knew it. They, you know, there was all these different segments that they did that just caught on with different type of just making something.
How great is it to be able to come across stuff from your childhood like that?
Yeah, and that was the day when there was like, you know, seven TV channels. So you know, like I said, people 50 and older are going to really know what this is.
Not sure it beats bears and capes.
Right.
But still.
Definitely not. Right. Yeah, go with it. Definitely doesn't beat it. And then the other one I just came across, kind of rare, was a Marx Disneyville, like
that.
Tin lithograph,
yeah, the, tin.
The train. It actually works, but what it is missing, as is, it's about a $40 item. If it had, there's a metal arm that comes out where there's Mickey in an airplane that goes around with the
Mickey
train.
Mickey Mouse Express.
Yeah, if that was on there, it'd be about a $175, $200 item. But because it's missing that, but you could see. Train actually goes around when you crank that. If it was flat, you would see that. But yeah, so anyway,
obviously it worked,
got stuck
home
in the ride. It sure did. Yeah, that's the
I swear it worked
right
at, worked
that's how it is
I
when you get
it,
on
right?
on the air, right?
All right, 312-981-7200. We're playing the swap meet tonight. Jim's on the line. We got others. We also got some texts coming in. All right, so let's do this. We'll take our first break. We'll come back. We'll start with Jim. And we will get ready for another rousing night of listening to what you have in your attic, what collectibles, what memorabilia. We'll evaluate your junk. Greg Flam is here. Stay with us. All right, 312-981-7200. We're playing the Swap Meet, sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market. Greg Flam at DuPage Picker in studio. You get at DuPage Picker Facebook and Twitter. We've got some great people on the line.
Yep.
We've got some text coming in, so let's get to it. Let's start the swap meet with Jim. Jim, what do you want to brag about tonight?
Hey, first off, great show, guys.
Thank you.
Show. I happened to, a business was closing down, and I did a little dumpster diving, and I said, let me see. Picked up a box, was sealed, opened it up, and there was Aurora Models of the 2001 Space Odyssey.
Wow.
All sealed. There's 20 of them in this box.
Oh, wow.
Whatever. And it's like, what do I got here? I don't, you know, all sealed.
You have them still?
I got
wow.
the case. I don't know. I don't think there's any damage. I didn't want to open them, you know.
Right. Definitely do not open them.
Yeah, like wrapped and sealed, but I don't know, something like that.
What, right, they're rare enough opened. They're going for 20 to 50 opened. So you've got them sealed. I'm thinking that you've got at least
for the Smithsonian or what?
No, but probably 150 to 250 each. Wow. Probably is what
really?
You got there. Yeah. So yeah, you've got a nice.
I love Jim.
Collection.
I love that that Greg's question is about is it still sealed? My question is how deep did you get in the dumpster? Did you get
right?
full body in there?
No. I went. It was stuff just piled up in the top.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna go back and check and see if there's anything more. You know. It was just like a thing like, well, I wonder what, and I just grabbed the sealed box. And I said, okay.
Yeah, well, you probably have a nice Disney vacation right there in that
there
box.
You go.
Sell
wow.
that and go
Look
to Disney.
That.
Well, right, I'll
Jim.
Tell you what, if that works out, I don't know, go online with them, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you know, find someone who knows what they're doing with toys on eBay if you're doing that, or if you want to write me through the Facebook, I can, you know, try to help you with that if you want. It's up
All
to
right.
you.
All right, if I do that. You guys get, you each get one as a present.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. I would much rather have the Disney ears, like the hat, you get when you go on that
really?
Disney vacation. So. All right, thanks, Jim.
All right, man.
All right, thanks for calling.
Or maybe just a churro from Disneyland.
Right.
That's about what that, let's go to Mary. Mary, what do you want to brag about, Mary?
Hi. I have baseball uniform from the Dodgers when they were still on the East Coast.
Okay.
And it's 1951, and it's the coach's costume.
Okay. That's what, yeah.
The
that's
coach's
what,
costume.
I was going to ask if he had a name on it or not.
It just says coach?
It doesn't have a name. It just says
number.
Coach in 1951, and it's embroidered on it, and it's a lovely job. And the fabric is like a nice worsted wool.
Wow.
Like up. Yeah. So is it worth anything?
It definitely is, and it's something that I can't really even appraise. It's going to be in the probably $600 to $1,500 minimum, depending, you know, what an auction could bring with that.
Yeah, you got to go through the sports guys.
Yeah, you got to get that evaluated and graded and everything. So I want to tell you that I think it's worth doing that, so I would pursue that. If unless you're going to keep it and you're fine with it, then, you know, but if you're going to sell it, definitely go through the process of that because it's big enough money to do that.
No, my kids have been wearing it for Halloween costumes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But do they go as day. They go as like Brooklyn Dodgers? That's what their costume is?
Okay.
Yeah.
So have they like been washed and shrunk over the years? I mean, if they fit your kids, because I, you know.
No, they were just big on the kids. You know, it was one of those things.
Right.
It's too cold to wear your real costume, so this will fit over your coat, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Well, regardless, it's still worth quite a bit of money if you still want to pursue that.
You should try to give it to Walter Jacobson, because Walter Jacobson came on the show when the Cubs were winning the World Series, and he talked about being a bat boy for the 19... What was it, Pete? It was like maybe the late 50s, mid-50s. And he had... I say find that tape online. There's a great segment of Walter talking about being a bat boy and like... trying to trick the other team and lying, and there's Brooklyn Dodgers stuff, and there's really great convo with him about being open about how tough that job was of being a, because he would steal the other team's signs and stuff like that.
Nice.
Anyway.
Oh, a whole nother side to Walter we didn't know
about.
Yeah,
it's a really good convo. You should check it out. Thanks, Mary.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Let's go to, let's keep going. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Val. Val, what do you want to brag about, Val?
Well, I have to say something first.
Okay.
Well, my name is Zoom, and I come from the moon.
See?
I came down to Earth just to sing you this tune. Right?
Right. And what was the? Can you sing the theme song for Zoom?
I can't remember that.
Somewhat.
That's the only one that's.
See, I'm not going to do it.
You can do it, Greg.
I'm not going to do it.
Gosh, I wish I knew.
But it was a big thing. I know of it.
It's not my generation, and I feel like I don't know. I know of the show, but I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah, it was a big deal because, like I said, there weren't that many channels, so that was part of your Saturday morning, or even I think it was on daily. You know, on
really?
I think it was an after school type of thing, like
right.
at 3 o'clock or something.
Yeah, it was right in with Electric Company Zoom. But yeah,
I know Electric Company. All right, Val, what do you got?
Okay. While I was on hold, I thought of a few other things. I have some unusual record type things.
Okay.
The thing that initially brought to my mind was back in the 70s, Burger King had some kind of a promotion where they sold 45.
Right.
And I have a 45 that's got like England Dan and John Forcoli and Firefall or something like that on it.
Is it just the one group, or I think they did three songs on one or something like, or three groups on one, but yeah, you're right, my wheelhouse. They're called Flex Records, and I collect those. So, and they're not worth that much, but they're just fun to collect. A lot of times they would be like on the back of a cereal box. You cut it out, you know, the cardboard, and you have to like put a penny on it to weigh it down while you play it. Sometimes,
yeah,
like you said, Burger King would give them out. McDonald's has done it. Last week we had KFC with Walter Payton did one. And I like collecting those because they're really odd and they're great conversation pieces. And but the one you have is probably between $2 and $10. It's not worth that much.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Do you have any others?
I have in the 80s, I worked at a radio station. So I have a lot of promotional copies of albums
right
and 45s.
Yeah.
And they will say promotional copies, like both sides are the same song.
Right.
Are any of those worth anything?
They definitely are. I mean, I've recently sold a Doors radio promotion 45 for about $60, just a 45. It was promotional for radio. And some of them can get more than that. I would definitely check into those. You can easily look them up. Just when you do look them up, make sure you click on sold, you know, versions of it, not what people are asking.
Val, can I ask, where were you working? What radio station?
WFYR.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
3.5.
Yep.
Yep.
That was right before my Q101 days, before it even went alternative. It was Murphy in the Morning and all that.
I was listening
to
FYI. We were competitive with.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I listened
we
to both
Jeff
of those.
We had Jeff and Jer and C.K. Cooper and Bob Burns Watts. So they're all still friends of mine.
You should write a book about radio in the 80s. 80s radio, that's what it would be called. I'd read it.
Yep.
All right, Val, thank you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. You're welcome. Have a good one.
You Thanks. Too. 312-981-7200. Let's hit Marianne up. Marianne, what do you want to brag about, Marianne?
Well, I have a letter from August 9th, 1933, and the original envelope with the 3 cents postage. And it's from the St. Louis American League Baseball Company. It was addressed to my aunt in Thorpe, Wisconsin, and it's signed by Rogers Hornsby.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Rogers Hornsby, man, he had a... I remember this. my amateur days of understanding baseball stats. He had a huge stat for a long time. Maybe it was like number one homers or something like that.
All these guys
ripped him off. Started getting 80s and 90s. But, yeah, that's a big deal. I would think it's a big deal, but what do I know, Greg?
Well, I have found a type letter signed by him.
It is a type letter.
Yeah, someone is asking crazy money. They're asking over $4,000 for it. But that's what they're asking.
That's what they're asking.
So
they can ask whatever they want.
Right, and I'm trying to see if any sold, but that's such a rare item that I'm probably not going to find any sold, but I am checking for you. Just his signature has gone for $750, so that's a good sign. So it could be worth, you know, between $2,000 and $4,000.
Wow!
If you have it checked out,
You got to go to like sports memorabilia. Place.
Yeah, just Google authentication, whatever it is, for sports memorabilia, and you'll get two or three companies, and you'll probably have to pay like a service fee of anywhere from $15 to $20, and you'll send it into them. They'll grade it. They'll seal it, send it back to you, and go from there.
Okay. Now, does it help that I have the original envelope and it's slid on the side so that... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll want to send all that in.
All that in.
Yeah, and make sure you, like, insure it get a signature required.
It's going to be worth that kind of money. Just pay attention.
Yeah.
Don't be sending that stuff
around. And, you know, like, you talk about the posters and stuff like that. Like, we were in the car when you first came on. I couldn't wait to get home, and my husband's upstairs bringing down armloads of posters. and I do mean armloads, because we were doing just what you said. We were at my daughter's house because of
flooding.
I mean, like, we've got the Back with the Vengeance.
That's what we got here. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you listened last week, the Super Bowl ones would like that say actual Super Bowl 20 or have the XX logo, Super Bowl logo. Those are commanding the most out of the Bears posters.
And Marianne, isn't it crazy? They're all wearing capes in that poster. It blows my mind. I don't understand the fashion choice, but
yeah, and I have a whole set that Sears put out that was a very limited edition. I had a brother-in-law who worked for Sears.
Wow, I don't see the Sears. It's a Bears poster by Sears?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't see those, so if you want to send a picture via Facebook to me, that'd be great.
Okay, and what is where would I send that to?
DuPage Picker.
DuPage
Picker.
Yep.
On Facebook.
All right, thanks, Marianne.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books. Or silverware, as long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam.
It's me.
That's right. 312-981-7200. Swap Meet sponsored by Wolf Flea Market. The lines are lit up. We've got a lot of stuff to get to, as well as some texts as well. My favorite time. This is my favorite time of the week. So many great people to talk to, learn about what they are collecting, what their memorabilia is. Let's go to Linda. Linda, what do you want to brag about, Linda?
Oh, hi, Justin and Greg. I have a 1975 yellow men's Schwinn bike.
Okay.
Like new. It's got the real skinny tires. It's a 10-speed.
Is it like what they call the banana seat? Look, you know, it's like a longer seat.
No, yeah. I have a 1980 little boy's Schwinn banana seat.
Yeah.
Schwinn, though.
Okay. Yeah.
What do old bikes go for?
I mean, they're big money. It depends on the model, though, and obviously condition. But just looking up 1975 yellow Schwinn, because I didn't have the model, I find a couple going for $150. I would guess, you know, they could be higher, you know, in the 300s, 400s minimum. Like I said, it all depends on condition. Does it look like it's in great shape? Any rust?
Yeah,
what's going on?
No, they're both in great shape. But where do I find the model number? Do you know?
Good question. Usually it's, you know, where the chain, where the pedals are on that metal rail there. It will say like Stingray or, you know.
Yeah, that's what it is a Stingray banana Schwinn.
Okay.
Is that worth very much to take?
Yeah, the one I found was that banana model that And that was $150.
It's probably not worth much. Think about like a new Trek bike is probably going to run you about $1,000.
Right.
So you're only getting $150, $200 from it. But I wonder if you could sell it to a hipster, a bike messenger downtown, who's like, look at my cool 1975 yellow bike. You know what I mean? Like it becomes ironic.
Yeah. No, I would say you're in the $150 to $350 range with that.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
No problem. Right, thanks for listening.
Linda. Love WGN.
No, thanks.
Well, thank you. We love you. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Stephanie. Stephanie, what would you like to brag about tonight?
Well, actually, I might even want to complain about it.
Okay.
I'd say about 30 years ago, I started collecting elephants.
Okay.
And I've had them now. I put them away for the last 15, 20 years. I've got two boxes of all different kind of elephants, naturally all with the trunks up. But what I really think is very interesting, I have two that stand up on the floor.
Okay.
I don't know if it's iron or brass, real heavy.
Mm.
Beautiful, beautiful with their trunks up. And I don't know if they'd be worth anything. Then I also have a black wood table that's got three, around the legs of the table, it's got three black elephants with their white tusks. Well, it's nice. It was at the time I loved the collection.
Right.
Yeah. Now I'm 90 years old.
So how did, if I can ask, like, did someone just happen to see you? Oh, you had one elephant, so she must like elephants. And then every Christmas and every birthday, you got an elephant. Oh, is that how that happened, or how did that happen?
And my husband, any time he went out, he'd bring me back an elephant.
Yep. That's,
oh, my God.
You have to be careful what you say, what you like, because then you end up like with a lot of it. But just for the listeners, she kept mentioning trunks up, and that's a good luck thing. If it trunks up, it brings good luck. Yeah.
I've got a little, you'll like this, Stephanie. I've got a wooden painted elephant right by my window, trunk up for good luck in my
honestly,
house.
Well, God bless you. I guess it's working for you, right?
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah. I don't know about that, but yeah.
Good. God bless good.
You. Obviously, you know, there's value there. It's just there's so many of them, and I don't have brand names or things like that to look up each one. But, yeah, I'm sure there's a few of them that are worth quite a bit.
All right.
Yeah. Huh?
All right. Well, thanks, Stephanie.
Okay, yeah, and have a nice night.
Thank you.
You too. Thanks for calling. Let's keep it going. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Ulysses. Great name, Ulysses. What do you want to brag
about? Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
Fine, how are you? I have postcards. They have not been used, and they are still in the box. The 3x5 color postcards of all the baseball stadiums, the original baseball stadiums of the teams in the nation.
Okay.
Wow.
Are they perhaps 1988 or what years? Or did you collect each one or did you buy them like as a set?
No. They was all in a box. I just bought them in a box. They were discontinued. I collect stamps.
Okay.
And I used to go to the post office, and I went to one in Blue Island. There was a lady told me there's a lot of old stuff back in the vault.
Okay.
And so she goes back there and bring out all these boxes of a lot of old stuff and old stamps that were never sold. And as a result, when they were discontinued and made new stamps, because people didn't actually buy them, and as a result, she just sold them to me for a very small price. In fact, less than half the actual.
Pocketed the change.
Right.
And also, I have the original LPs, wax of the inauguration speeches for Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, and a lot of those other guys.
Wow.
They've never been used.
Yeah, wax LPs definitely have value. But as far as the postcards, it'd be hard to, you know, to give you an idea, because it sounds like they were collected individually and now they're a collection, as you say. But yeah, I'm going to guess hundreds of dollars on that, you know, $200 to $400 to start, because even the 1988 set of 20 is going for about, you know, $20. Obviously, it's 1988. But
They were long before 1988.
Right. So I'm thinking, you know, if they're not written on and they're in great shape, you're looking at $200 to $400 or more.
They have not even been touched other than by me, because when I got some, they were sealed in a box.
Wow.
And I just some of them out and looked at them, and they weren't ever sent out as a postcard to persons. Because, see, these are the kinds that you just write a note, put your address on it, and then put a stamp on it and send it to a friend or relative of a federal. So these have never been used.
What else is in that box is what I'm curious about.
Yeah, right.
You know?
What else?
What else was in the box that was with the postcards?
Just the postcard sealed.
Oh, okay.
All stacked and sealed in the box. Oh, that's 3x5 postcard size. And I also have Lady Di stamps.
Okay. Well, you should definitely get someone to help you look that stuff up. If you do want to sell it, you know, just be careful. Have someone help you do that.
Very well.
All right. Thanks, Ulysses.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
I love the awesome descriptor of what a postcard is in there. He went to great lengths to let us know. And there's probably a lot of younger listeners like, what's a postcard?
Right. And that's true. Yeah. I'm in the post office every day and I'm thinking, you know, some people don't even write a letter anymore. They don't even know how to address an envelope.
Oh, I know. I feel for my son who's 9. I have a feeling he's going to be like, what do you do? How do you do this? And where do I hit send?
Cursive writing. Yeah.
Right,
so what's that?
I don't teach that anymore. All right, Brian. Brian, what do you want to brag about, Brian?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Hi there, man. Yep, go ahead.
First of all, when you got this job, I was a little suspect, and I listened constantly to you.
Okay.
And thank you. Thank you for your contribution to mankind.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice, man.
It's fun.
You come up with these quirky things. The news is the best.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Thanks.
When you read the news and you do it quick, I'm like, I got the news. I'm good.
There you go.
I
get, that's right. That's the idea. That's called the carry out. That's the whole idea, right?
Yep.
Little snippets, and then I put a little joke on there, and we move to the next thing.
Right. And that's who is the band at the end? That's the na 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 na.
It's a artist named Action Bronson.
Very good.
Yeah, and featuring Chance the Rapper as well. Okay. All right. What do you got, Brian? What do you want to brag about? Thanks for the compliments for the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm not trying to throw compliments so you listen to me. I'm just doing it for a reason.
I appreciate it. I understand.
Yeah, I know how that works. I've got a 2x3 of Wrigley Field.
Okay.
Okay? It's not a painting. It's on canvas. It's not framed, but it is framed with small wooden particle pieces. And it's canvas, but it's in black and white. I've asked hundreds of people, I said, what year is this? What year? And they say 1942 to 45.
Okay.
And it shows that they were going to the World Series. No, not the World Series, but the National Championship. And it has what's included on it is it has the brewery behind it with the three stacks where the fire department is right now.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
And people look at that and they're like, well, where did you get this? I said, well, it was in my sister's basement. And I said, well, she says, do you want this? I said, of course I do. I'm a Cub fan. I don't really want to get rid of it, but I don't know if there's nothing to it. There's nothing signed. It's nothing fabulous. But, I mean,
I love that stuff, though.
Yeah, if you could send us a picture, that would definitely help. It sounds very cool, and it's very rare on top of this, so I'm kind of stumped. But when you say black and white, it's not obviously a black and white photo, but you're saying these black and white speckles of some kind on a canvas?
Well, no, it looks painted, but it's not. It's a picture, but it's on a canvas.
Okay.
What they're portraying in the picture is when the people would go suit and tie, just like you get on a plane years ago, and they'd show up, and the cars are 1942 to 45, the old Fords in front of the place, and it was it's kind of a spectacle. You look at it and say, my God.
Yeah, it'd be great if I could see that. I can't, but I'm sure it's definitely worth something. It's just giving you a proper appraisal.
And I'm all right.
Yeah, if you could send it to DuPage Picker at Facebook or here, you know, text us to us.
312-981-7200 accepts text as well. Brian, you know what's awesome? Have you been to Wrigley Field lately?
Oh, yes.
Like in the last year, like in this season? Have you been there this season?
If I was there for the championship series last year.
I went, well, even from that to now, on the 4th of July, my friend from who I used to be, we used to be roommates in college, and we lived up in Ravenswood, right? And he's back in with his family from New York, and we wanted to hit the slot, and he wanted to show his kids Wrigley Field. And so that we drove past, and we went up Sheffield and came around on Waveland right in front of that the fire station you're talking about. And they have built a hotel there in where the parking lot was for the players and where the Yum Yum Donuts was. That it makes the whole block look entirely different. I mean, it looks so – I mean, I couldn't believe it. I was like – I felt like my dad when he comes back into town. He's like, that used to be a Woolworths. Yeah. Like, I was doing that to my friend, being like, that used to be – that was a McDonald's. Like, you would be amazed at the structures they put in Wrigleyville in such a short amount of time. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, it was also a – it was a burger joint back when my first ball game when I was 8 years old. And, the firehouse, I have to stop in there with my cousin, Steve Norman, and he's a fireman out in Barrington. And I said, Steven, I need to use the bathroom before we get into the ballpark because it was so crowded, and we're going to the, you know, we're in the playoffs. They said, we got to win. They said, we're playing the Dodgers. Okay. And so I was chatting with the guys, and I used to look at that every day on TV watching that firehouse. And I got in there, and I'm like, hello, fellas. Hi, girls. Hi, guys. Can I use your bathroom, please? And he's like, yeah, no problem.
There you go.
Nice.
I could completely understand where you're coming from. Yeah,
it's cool and it's weird and it's the new future of Wrigleyville. But anyway, we got to move on. Brian, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Wait, one last thing.
Okay.
Did you hear that they will not give the Cubs the right to have the All-Star game unless they replace the dugout for the incoming team?
Oh, they want to? You mean they want to do on the visitor side? Like
that they have to update that, or they're not? Yeah. They will not.
There's always some sort of concessions.
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
But I haven't heard. But I wouldn't be surprised because I've heard rumors about the visitors' clubhouse and the visitors' dugout. It's not as good as the home side.
I've been down there. I was down there with Mark Graves. My sister's a surgeon. She used to show up from Northwestern. We'd go down there after games, and she says, "Come on down here because we have to make sure these guys are make sure they're not broken." My brother, the whole bit, it was a hole in the wall.
Wow. Probably still is. All right, thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
Okay, God bless you.
Take care. All right, let's keep going. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Mike. Mike, what do you got? What do you want to brag about, Mike?
Hey, I have an 8x10 Olympic flag with the rings.
Okay.
And I think it came from the post office or something. It was like, it's pretty big, but I had Jim Craig sign it.
Okay.
And he didn't sign it to me personally, to my name, but I had him sign it to America's greatest hockey fan.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
What kind of value you think you got on that?
Well, you were smart not having him put your name on it, because if you want to sell it, that gives you more value than it had your name, so that was good. I'm trying to find an actual Olympic flag signed. There's one guy's asking $4,000 for one, but he's got it nicely displayed in a frame with tickets and things like that. I'd have to guess starting at $1,000, I would think, because obviously that... being hockey, that would be, more than some of the other sports. So if you're going to sell it, like I said before, have it checked out. And also presentation matters, too, as far as how much you'll get for it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
Calling.
Yeah.
That's good. The world's greatest hockey fan.
Yep.
I have a funny story. I might have told this one on the show, but what was the San Diego Padres pitcher in the 80s? Eric Schau? Was it Schau? He died, right?
I don't know.
Anyway, we were in San Diego. My grandparents lived in San Diego, right? And this was the year that Dawson was going to win the MVP. If you remember in that year, he hit a home run off of Schau, and then the next time up, he got pegged in the face.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So later that season, we were out visiting the grandparents in San Diego, and we went to a game where the Cubs, it wasn't even the Cubs, like the Reds, Eric Davis and the Reds were at San Diego, but we just went to watch a game. And before the game, we went down there, and they were signing autographs. Eric Schau was signing autographs. And he comes up, it comes up to my time. I have a program or something. And my dad goes, "Hey, Eric, can you sign something?" He goes, "Yeah, what's your name?" And my dad goes, "His name's Andre." And the guy goes, "Andre?" And he goes, "That's your name?" He goes, "Yeah, Andre Dawson, you beep."
Oh, my God.
And I was like, "Oh, Dad, I can't believe it." And the guy just goes, "Whatever." Like, he's This is a moment where I'm like, wow, that's so. So at least he didn't. I like world's best hockey fan. That's even better.
You haven't told that story.
I have not told that story.
Just for the record.
That's such a good one, though, right? It really is. Let's go to Greg. Greg, you're on the Swap Meet. What do you want to brag about?
1983 Mazda
RX-7.
A car?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
We're doing cars now?
Yep. Moved on to cars.
I love it. We're doing cars. We turned into car talk. Me and you, we're car talk.
Okay, well, I'm not a car guy, but I do know that that year and that car, I've heard it in circles as being, you know, like a holy grail.
Why?
Type. Yeah, it's just something with that car.
The Mazda 1983 Mazda RX-7?
Yep. And I'm looking it up right now, and I will get you some numbers here.
What do you mean? What makes the car, Greg, what makes that car so special?
It has a rotary engine, and supposedly could redline that thing all day without it blowing.
Wow. I am getting you some numbers right now.
That's such a car thing to say. You could redline that thing without all day without blowing.
Yeah, it looks like you know, average is about 5,000, between 3 and 5,000, just, and that's like
Are
almost
you
any
eBay
condition.
For that?
Yeah, they're all over eBay. I mean, there has to be a dozen that have sold within the last
That's hilarious.
You know, like 4 months. 3 months, a dozen have sold. So it's definitely a popular model in a car. So he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, it still doesn't seem like enough, but all right. Thanks, Greg. Thanks for the
call,
buddy.
Thank you.
Now we're doing cars.
Right.
I love it.
Well, that's a swap meet for you.
There you go. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Susie. Susie, what do you want to brag about, Susie?
Hi. I actually just wanted to talk about the fact that I gave my husband a Joe Madden signed jersey.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's new. So, I mean, how are those? Are those going for anything at this point? I mean, a year after the World Champ or World Series?
We'll see in a second here what it's going for.
Joe Madden, how'd you get it signed?
So I actually won it at Big Poppy's Golf Classic.
Okay.
At his event that he had. And so I won it at an auction.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're going for 200 to 300. There's
that's
one here
good.
As low
that's
as
good.
80. So 80 to 300, depending. Again, it's a presentation. Some are framed, some are not.
Huh.
So I don't have it framed yet. So should I get it framed? Does that
make it more?
It's only probably going to change the value another $75, maybe.
Which
so,
is what it will cost to frame
yeah,
it.
Yeah, to frame it. So you could probably, you know, if you're looking for the fast nickel.
I think I'll wait.
Yeah,
hold on. Too much.
Yeah,
yeah, I would wait too.
It's
on
too
it.
Early. Thanks, Susie.
I love it. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's keep going here. Running out of time. We got about 2 minutes left. Let's go to Mitch. Mitch, what do you want to brag about, Mitch?
Well, a long time ago, in the 70s, my mother took a vacation in San Francisco, and she did a tour of Alcatraz.
Wow.
And the guy that headed the tour, she went to high school in grade school with.
What?
And they were really good friends. And he ended up giving her this one mirror. It was some of the cell, the prisoners were given. The mirror itself is like 1.5 by 1.5 in a small, tiny wood frame. And it was nailed to the wall.
Wow.
And
that's so awesome.
And he gave it to her. And
did he give it to her off the tour? Was he just like, hey, get this back on the ferry. I'll talk to you later. Wow.
Well, no, I mean, they were talking afterwards and they're that. I'm not, you know,
but if you go to
that.
Alcatraz, you got to take a boat there. It's not like you know.
Right.
That's
oh,
awesome.
Exactly. I mean, they used to give tours there, I guess, in the 70s. And also, too, I was in University of Missouri back in 1983, and my roommate was a disc jockey and for a Top 40 thing. And he had Countdown America with Dick Clark. And it was like 6 records. I mean, he just played. He was a disc jockey. He just played it with all commercials and everything like that.
Right.
And he gave the whole thing to me. It was like for that week.
That's awesome. Mitch, you got the spirit of this thing.
Yes.
The paperwork, and it tells you the last 4 words of the commercial, Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, production,
awesome.
Are those things worth anything, though?
They are. I mean, they're probably not as much as you would think. You do have the whole set. I mean, if you keep it in good condition, it will only go up in value.
Commercials.
But I'm thinking.
What do you think about that mirror, though?
The mirror, you know, I thought I'd be able to find some, and I can't because it's not like there was just one mirror, so you would think someone would have sold one by now, but I cannot find that, and I'm thinking that's easily, you know, 200, 250 and up, you know, depending
on
how
you... I just think that's so cool, man. I wouldn't get rid of that at all. You have party starters,
hey guys,
man.
Great show. Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Mitch. Thank appreciate you. It. All right, another great.
Finish
wow.
strong.
That was great. I love the calls.
It was.
Such a variety.
You never
tonight.
Know what's going to walk through the door.
Yeah, then. But Mitch Gee nailed it right there, man. He had two things right there that makes the swap meet so
yep.
special. Greg Flamm, at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter, joins us every Wednesday night here. Greg, big weekend planned?
Usual Rosemont selling, and thanks again to the Wolves. They're awesome.
There you go. Greg Flamm. See you next week.